Let me ask you a question.
Let me spørge dig en spørgning.
What is Christianity?
Hvad er kristendommen?
How do you define Christianity?
Hvordan definerer vi kristendom?
And I'd like you to listen to this definition.
Og lyst til at høre løsningen.
It was given by a friend of mine called John Stott.
Det var en venner, han sagde, som hedder John Stott.
And repeated by Billy Graham.
Og Billy Graham endtog hette citatet.
Christianity is the religion of the forgiven.
Kristendom er religionen til dem som er fyrtjøring.
Christianity is the language of the Christianity is the religion of the forgiven.
Kristendom er religionen til dem som er fyrtjøring.
I'd like you to repeat that in your language, yeah. Not in mine.
Kristendom er religion tarra fyrirgivin.
And again.
Kristendom er religion tarra fyrirgivin.
But I'm not too sure that that is an accurate definition.
Men eg sjúi so um hatta eitt handa ta lúsingin.
I want to tell you a story.
Lat meg sjá fortelja kunn skrova.
One of the saddest incidents in my life. It occurred in Calcutta, and it was the actual incident was in the state of Bengal. There was a doctor, and he'd been working amongst leprosy patients. And he got two little boys and also a girl. Now, in the area where he was working, there were some Hindu extremists who didn't like the Christian gospel being proclaimed in their area. I was preaching in Calcutta to what is really a very big convention. It's called the Keswick Convention, but held in Calcutta. And this man was driving his Jeep, his Land Rover. And the extremist stopped the vehicle. They poured kerosene all over the vehicle. And they set it alight. And they burned my friend and his children to death. And one of the saddest things I've ever done was to look at the photographs of the charred out remains of the Land Rover and also the bodies of these three people. Why should this man who had given his life in helping lepers die in such a tragic way? His wife's name was Gladys.
Gladys.
And she came from Australia.
Come from Australia.
And she was part of Operation Mobilization. And the press eventually broke the news to Gladys about the death of her husband and her children. And the secular press asked what her reaction was to this crime, bearing in mind that she is a missionary.
And she
said something which was almost unbelievable. She said, I forgive. I forgive the people who have burned my husband and killed my children. I have to forgive because I am a Christian. Because Christianity is not just the religion of the forgiven. Christianity is the religion of the forgiven who forgive. The Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our trespasses or forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. I want to tell you a story. It's a story which you find in the book of Genesis. It has to do with a man called Joseph.
Og maverin er Josef.
Joseph was a teenager when he was sold into slavery.
Josef var ein tannaringur, han var seldur sum trælur.
Some of you will perhaps have heard of the narrative. This man called Joseph was not liked by the rest of his brothers.
Brother Joseph started dumped on Alsichen.
And his brothers sold him into slavery. He was bought by a man called
Potiphar. Joseph.
Who took him to his home. And the years went by. And Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. Joseph refused her advances.
Joseph stod henne imot oss.
And in anger she spoke to her husband and said, "This man has raped me." The charges were completely fabricated. But Joseph was placed in jail. And he was in jail for some time. A number of things happened. And later on he was released. And it was rather incredible that he becomes the advisor to the king. He is a very wise man. And the king makes him the prime minister. So Pharaoh makes Joseph the prime minister of Egypt. There are 7 years in which the land gives good crops. There were 7 years in which the land was in drought and there was no food whatsoever. And Joseph's brothers are away from Joseph in the land where Joseph used to live. There's a famine there. And there's no food. The only place where there is food is in Egypt. Because in the wisdom of Joseph, he's had all the excess food in the 7 years of bumper harvest stored in the warehouses.
So yeah, we wish some Joseph so here han samlat här som var och näck för mäte och i levehus och hur gott tal till den garn.
Joseph by now speaks the Egyptian language.
Joseph han talar nu egyptiskt.
He wears an Egyptian dress.
Och han är oiladen som en egyptian.
To all ends and purposes Joseph is an Egyptian.
Og öllu så är Joseph nu blivin en egypte.
And his brothers have to come down to Egypt because it's the only place where they can buy food.
Og bror Josef må komma ner till Egyptaland till det enda stället där de kan köpa mat.
And so you've got this incredible drama in the Old Testament.
Så det har så väldigt drama, det har väldigt drama i det sövande i Gamla testamentet.
Joseph's brothers don't know who Joseph is.
Bror Josef vet inte hur Josef är.
They desperately need the food that only Joseph can give them.
Och det har otroligt stora törv att
They come to him on two or three occasions. And on the third occasion, Joseph decides that he is going to let them know who he is. And that's what you read in the 45th chapter of the book of Genesis. Joseph's brothers are in front of him. And the Bible says this. Then Joseph could no longer control himself. This is verse 1 of chapter 45 of Genesis. Yeah. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers, and he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it.
Ta kunde Josef ikkje halda seg langur fyrir öllum tæmun og tja hon stod og han røpte, lad öll færi ut. Det var såhets ønsken tjastadu ta Josef seg i brøresen hvor han vær. Så skær han i gråt, og han græs så hardt at Egyptan hørte til og teg tja farer fingret til a vita.
What do you think was the best news in the whole world in that day?
As
far as these brothers were concerned.
Do
you think the best news was to know that the Egyptian prime minister was none other than their brother? Come on now, think it through. Joseph suddenly says, "I am Joseph."
Joseph sier kapliga, "Er Joseph."
He suddenly starts to speak in the language of these brothers.
Och så kapliga börjar han snart tala sitt egna tungomål.
He looks like an Egyptian.
Han ser ut som en egyptian.
He's talked like an Egyptian.
Och han är lärd som en egyptian.
But now he allows his identity to be known.
Men nu visar han välja hur han är.
I am Joseph.
Är Joseph.
Was that really good news?
Var det god nyhet?
If Joseph has in his heart animosity towards his brothers, then it's the worst news in the whole world.
Om Josef hejer när i motet som brörn och som hjärta så var det ringa så tog in i hemmen.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Låt mig fortälla dig om Jesus.
Jesus was placed on the cross.
Jesus var nailed on a cross.
He died the most terrible death that man has ever invented to rob his fellow of life.
Och han dog den mest grusamma dagen som ett människa kan helst uppleva.
He didn't die because of things that he had done that were wrong.
Han dog inte vägna det som han hade gjort som var skäft.
The Bible says that he took his sins upon him, our sins upon him.
Men Bibeln lär oss att han tog våra synder på sig själv.
Let's imagine that this book stands for all the things that I've ever done that are wrong.
Då kan förstå att han hände bojen hon de sände för att allt det skäva som jag har gjort.
So that's all my lies, all my deception, all the things that I'm ashamed of.
Vad är alla mina lögner, allt mitt svek och allt som jag skäms över?
Let's imagine that that stands for the life of Jesus. When he dies, there's nothing he's ashamed of. There's nothing that he did that was wrong. There's nothing he has to confess. So what happened the day that Jesus died? The Bible says this. He took the sins that I've committed.
And han tog synderna som jag har gjort.
He took the responsibility for the sins of the whole world.
Han tog ansvaret för synder all hemsens.
And in the final hours, he bore the consequences of our sin.
Och ta askundla att tog han konsekvenserna av våra synd.
He forgave us for the sins that we have done.
Han fyrgav oss för synder som vi har gjort.
And as a result of that,
och som utslag av det,
there is salvation.
Så är frälsa.
There is pardon.
Och tui är fyrigeven.
And this is what the Christian religion testifies to.
Och hetta tær sum okkar religion vitnar.
It makes it unique over against Islam.
Och tui dasum de jæla annalais en Islam.
Muhammad was not God who died for the sins of the world.
Muhammad var ikkje Gud som døy for syndir heimsins.
It makes it unique over the religions of Hinduism.
Och ta sig där fram om religion och hinduismen.
Christianity is unique.
Christendom sender hashtagor.
In as much as Jesus God's son claims that he dies for us. How do we know that Jesus is a loving Savior? He comes back from the dead on the third day. To whom does Jesus reveal himself? If I had been Jesus, I would have chosen Pontius Pilate as being the first man to whom I would have come back after the after I'd been raised from the dead.
Om jag var Jesus så hade jag valt att färda till Pontius Pilatus som den första mannen som jag kom till att när jag var uppfriskad.
He was the Roman authority in Jerusalem and he had the power of life and death over Jesus.
Han var romersk myndigleikin i Jerusalem och han hade valt att bära dig och att leva Jesus.
He knew that Jesus was innocent.
Han visste att Jesus var säkerlöser.
His wife had sent him a telegram and said, have nothing to do with that good man.
Konar hade sent honom på och säger, have inte att göra med den här goda mannen.
Pontius Pilate knew that the death of Jesus was an injustice.
Pontius Pilatus visste att det Jesus han var orättvisor.
So if I had been Jesus, I'd have got my own back.
Så om jag var Jesus hade jag fått åter och vunnit min egen ära.
I'd have opened the door of his bedroom.
Och hade jag fått in i kammaren så hade.
And say hey.
Och sagt hey.
And watched his reaction.
Och hur svarade han? Hur reagerade Jesus?
As he saw the man that he'd put to the cross.
Som han hittade mannen som lade på korset.
Suddenly alive and well and appearing to him.
Knappt nu är Jesus från affären.
Or maybe I'd have chosen Caiaphas, the high priest.
Att jag kanske hade Caiaphas som överhuvudtaget.
But when Jesus was raised from the dead.
När Jesus rejste upp från döden.
He actually reveals himself.
Så uppenbarar sig för dem.
To a woman.
And a kvinna
who also takes the news of his resurrection to the disciples.
Som eisen tager bøjen om opprejsen Jesus til lærerne.
The miracle of the of Jesus.
Jesus, sorry.
Is not just that he was raised from the dead.
Det är inte bara att han rejste från döden.
But he was raised from the dead and he had no grudge.
Og men til det han var reist opp en dag, og han er ångan bæskleikar, eller
øvendus. He didn't come to punish the people who had put him to the cross.
Han kom ikke hevna seg atrunt heis med nelt han av krossen.
He came to offer forgiveness.
Han kom at bjóa fyrirgeving.
Now let's go back to Joseph.
No, let's go back to Joseph.
That dramatic moment in history.
Han den dramatiska lötan ui sövene.
Joseph says to his brothers,
so see Joseph i brorsynar.
I am Joseph.
Joseph.
Was that the best news in the whole world?
Or the best story in this mind come before?
Or could it be for them an absolute terror?
Etla kunta vera ein nutchadur sum.
They'd sold Joseph into slavery.
They'd sold Joseph into chaldom.
They had been responsible for the years that Joseph had spent in jail. If Joseph wants to get his own back,
om Josef her is your hevnas,
then he's got a gift opportunity.
So here I'm done up like the mövelike.
These brothers couldn't believe their ears.
Brown couldn't should trick was no.
Their eyes told them that this was the Egyptian prime minister.
Ayen this showing the man that had forced the swear.
Dressed like an Egyptian.
He'd
always spoken like an Egyptian.
Tell us an Egyptian.
But now he speaks Hebrew.
And there's like an Hebrew.
And they look close at him. And though the years have gone by, they see that his face has the contours of the brother that they knew.
So such a look of all at han ber ekna brain og annis brain el tar bachas
and the Bible says they were terrified. Why were they terrified?
Why were they
because Joseph could have got his own back. But instead he says, brothers, don't be afraid. Come close to me. He embraces them. And he gives them access to food. And he asks how his father is. And he makes arrangements for the brothers to come to him. And to bring their wives and his old elderly father. He makes forgiveness so very, very easy. One of the most astonishing acts of forgiveness in the whole of the ancient world. Joseph went into Egypt.
Joseph here in the Egypt land.
But Egypt didn't remain in Joseph.
Egypt land var ikke verande
I Joseph. He remains a Hebrew.
Han verande en hebreer,
a worshipper of the living God,
som tilber sin levande Gud,
who will show forgiveness,
som firegjever,
even to those who have harmed him.
Og eisen måtte time som har gjort.
And when you shoot this story forward into the New Testament,
og tar vi tager så sådan frem I Nyt Testamentet,
you find a greater than Joseph.
Så sådan en lækker story end Joseph.
Ministering to his disciples,
som tænder sin lærersvend,
speaking to the world,
som tosser til heimen,
speaking to you,
som tosser vi til,
saying that he does not have enmity in his heart,
som siger han ikke for.
His concern is not to punish, but to forgive. The Bible says there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. What is Christianity? It is the religion of the forgiven. But how do you know you've been forgiven? By an ability to forgive. I told you I was in Calcutta. Hundreds of people came to the meetings. But the news of this terrible death came through into Calcutta itself. This terrible burning of a missionary and his two boys.
Och
and there was an open air demonstration on the streets of Calcutta. Hundreds of people came. To say to the government that they should give more security to Christians. And during that open air service, a man who was the leader of the Sikh religion uninvitedly came to the platform. And he had this to say. He'd heard what Gladys's reaction to her husband's death was. And he said this. Christianity.
Christendomer.
Must be the true religion. There is not a religion in India who, having heard of the death of this woman's husband.
Etra var horst deyan cha manni hesa kvinnu.
And her two children.
Og börnun hennar.
Would say I forgive.
Sum heibla sagt er fyrirgeve.
The testimony of Gladys Staines has written a new chapter in the history of evangelism in Asia.
Vitnesbyrden från Gladys Staines har skrivit ett nytt kapitel om fyrirgeving i Indien.
Christianity is not just the religion of the forgiven.
Kristendom är inte bara religion för fyrirgeving.
It's the religion of those who recognize that the forgiveness of their sins.
Men det är religion för dem som söker att fyrirgeving för egna synd.
Means that they need to forgive others too.
Det betyder att de också måste fyrirgeva andra.
And that is the only future for our world.
Och det är enda framtiden för vårt hem.
That we bring this message of forgiveness.
Att vi bär hentan fyrirgevande budskap.
And ask people on a one-to-one basis to come to the Lord and claim the pardon that He offers them.
Och bjuda folk personliga att komma till Herren och peka de fyrirgeving som han bjuder hem.
So Joseph says to his brothers.
Så Josef säger till bröderna.
Come to me.
Kom till mig.
And they do.
Och de kommer.
They go to his home.
Och de färdas hem till honom.
They live again as restored members of his family.
Och de blir åter endurerade lemmar av hans familj.
And Jesus says to you.
Och Jesus säger till dig.
People here in the Faroe Islands.
Tid folk här i Färöarna.
Come to me.
Kom till mig.
Whatever you've done.
Look at me, you've committed adultery.
Whatever crimes you've committed.
Look at me, you've from all level that you've done.
Whatever things there are that you're ashamed of.
Well, look at me, you've committed scandalous evil.
Come to me.
Come to me.
He makes it so easy.
Han gjør det så lett.
Christianity.
Kristendom.
Is the religion of the forgiven.
Er religion tar fyrirgeving.
And so we come to Jesus.
Og så kommer vi til Jesus.
And we confess the things that we have done that are wrong.
Og vi gjør det som vi har gjort skam.
And He wipes the slate clean.
Og han renser oss fra.
He gives us pardon.
Og han fyrirgever oss.
How do I know that I'm forgiven?
Hvordan vet jeg at jeg er fyrirgeven?
Because I can forgive others.
Ja, jeg kan fyrirgeve andre.
For the wrong that they have done for me.
Fyrir skam som jeg har gjort meg.
And so I leave you with this simple message.
Og så lar jeg deg etter som en enkel budskap.
The message of Christianity. That one day, 2,000 years ago, a man who had done no sin took upon him the sins of the world and brought a message of forgiveness. What is going to resolve the problems in the Middle East? Somebody saying, I forgive. What is going to preserve the future of this world? People saying, I forgive. Within the Christian gospel is not only salvation for the individual, there is salvation for the world. Let's bow our heads in prayer.
Herre Jesus, takk for det. Kristendommer, og hva er trygg, er religion herre, fire kjemne, som at du kunne fire kjemme øren, Herre Jesus. Da priser og takk deg for det, Herre Jesus. Jeg ber Herre om onker her i morgen som ikke kjenner til som sin personlige frelsere, at han eller hun ser i morgen, at Jesus vil tige oss selv, at henne er etter hans er sendt, og kommer til krossen, Bodger sin nye fyrir krossenen, og jotta sinna synd, og takkar ter Herre Jesus, fyrir tvina fyrirgeving, og bjóa ter inn i sitt lov. Takk Herre Jesus, at vi hefa framvægja ratten, at fyrirgeva kornøren, og tæma som hefa gjørst okkum illt. Vi prysa der, og lova til navn, og Jesus' navn. Amen.